Hello, you are welcome for the afternoon section. We will have three presentations. The first presentation is Vissarion Physikopoulos, who works on a project boost geometry for Oracle. And I would like to ask all the presenters to use the microphone, otherwise the live stream watchers cannot hear you. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you. So today I would like to maybe give some brief introduction on what we do in boost geometry and maybe focusing more on measurements. Okay, you will see. So what is boost geometry? It's a part of the boost C++ libraries. It's header only. It's following the 0.3 C++ standard, but we have plans to go to some more modern one. And it's heavily using template techniques like metaprogramming and tag dispatching for performance reasons. And it supports basically three basic parts like primitives, which are the geometries, algorithms, and spatial index. It follows the OGC standards. Okay, so to get started, there is the documentation online. There is some mailing list that you can ask questions, and the whole code is available on the GitHub on that link. So, who is boost geometry? It's a branch of people that it's the core development team. We are welcome to contributions, of course, because it's an open source project, and we have contribution for a dozen of developers. Like we are participating the last 3 years in the Google Summer of Code, and yes, there are more information in the web, like credits and history of commit and whatever. So, okay, so boost geometry is used by MySQL to for the whole GIS support. So after version 5.7, MySQL relies on boost geometry completely for the GIS. And after version 6, it also provides geographic support. So this talk is mainly focused on geographic support. So some post is that there are no homebrew set of GIS functions in MySQL, so everything is developed outside. Both projects are aiming in OGC compliance standards, and they have compatible licenses. And MySQL can benefit from boost geometry being an open source project, so in maintenance, bug fixing, and also Google Summer of Code. Some examples, and okay, it's also beneficial for boost geometry to be header only because there are no problems with versioning and share libraries in different platforms for MySQL. So this is a brief overview of the connection of those two projects. Now we're focusing on boost geometry, so there are plenty of algorithms implemented. Most of them are in. All of them are for Cartesian, so 2D geometries, and most of them are also supporting spherical and geographic coordinates. So there are creation algorithms that support compute properties or set and relational operations. And in this talk, we'll see examples of distance and some area calculations. So from this whole set of algorithms. Okay. See. So these are visually some examples of area of computing the length of a line string. You can compute the envelope of a geometry like a line string or multi-line string. You can do relational set operations like intersect and exclusive or symmetric difference operations. So these are some examples. And this is the first piece of code that you can start with the Boost geometry. So you just include some headers, it's in header only, and then there is a Boost geometry namespace, which is, and then you, this should have a lighter light. Okay. Then you define the your point, which for this example will be a double arithmetic, two-dimensional point with geographic coordinates with degrees. This can be radian, and this can also be Cartesian. And double is only for the example. This can be any number type. Okay, and we define two points. The one is Athens. Where I come from, and the other is the coordinates of Phosphor G, and we ask from the library to call the distance algorithm to compute the distance between those two points. Okay, and this is the result that we get in meters, and this visualization Google Maps with low quality somehow, I don't know why. Okay, so some things about the design. There is it supports some three-level design. This is the namespace that we show. And then there is a dispatch and detail namespace. So dispatch contains the dispatching techniques and the classes. And detail hides the implementation details. Okay, so this is about the development. And we distinguish between algorithms and strategies. This is important. The algorithms are template-free functions, as the distance that you saw before. And each algorithm performs a concept checking and calls a dispatch class. So this is the inner details. And what is important is that we have strategies that are algorithm-specific for coordinate systems. So you can pass a strategy to, for example, distance algorithm, and declare that how this algorithm will perform on a specific coordinate system. So we'll see an example later. And okay, for now, just let me list the possible coordinate systems. So the Earth can be a flat model, like if you get it from a projection. So here you, this is the Boost geometry type that you can you use, the Cartesian one, and then the other choice is to have a sphere, which is widely used. For example, Google Maps uses a sphere. So this is how you call this in Boost geometry. It's a spherical equatorial. It can be parameterized either with a degree or a radian. And this is the geographic state of the art. So this is this model treats the Earth as an ellipsoid. And it can be parameterized again as a degree or a radian. So Boost geometry supports the three of them. And there is also more complicated models that we don't support, like geoid. OK, so there are many strategies or way to algorithms to compute on different even on the ellipsoid of revolution that I was talking before, the geographic modeling of the Earth. So we have many strategies that actually compute distances. You can think it like this. So it solves some geodesic problem, which is actually more or less distance computation. It's done in different ways that has to do with performance and accuracy. So some the methods that I list here has higher accuracy and are less performant, or the other way around. So we support all these kind of algorithms. This is still in pull request. And there's also a choice of do a projection and then compute it with Cartesian. Okay, so let's return back to the distance example. So we can give an extra argument to the distance function with a strategy. And here we tell the algorithm distance to use this strategy. And this will give us a different result because it's more accurate. Okay, for Athens-Bucharest, it will give a 7-meter difference. But still, it's something you can also from the example see that it's a different computation. Okay. So, okay, let me pass through some other examples that illustrate how distances involved in various geographic computations. So here we want to compute the distance between two polygons, again in longitude latitude, in on the ellipsoid. So we have a multi-polygon represents Greece and the polygon represents Romania. Okay, this for this example I use just a single polygon. And we defined a strategy which is called a bit different. Okay, it's not maybe the best name, but this strategy is to compute distance between geometries, not only points. And this parameterized with those strategies that we saw, like with Vincenti and Doyer, and so on and so forth. So I create the strategy and I pass it to my distance algorithm. And depending on the strategy or not, I have two different results again. So this is the shortest distance between those two polygons on the ellipsoid. Okay, here I just see 2 meters of difference. Okay, so another example. So now I would like to compute distance, the shortest distance between multi-points, or a point and a multi-point. So these are two data sets. The green ones are the most populated places in the world, and the red ones are airports. So I will do some test computations with those. So here I compute, okay, this is again Bucharest, and I compute the shortest distance between Bucharest and all the airports in the world that are loaded from this file. And what I get is 6,000 meters. So I don't know if you are from here. Is there any airport in that distance? Okay, so for sure not Otopeni, so should be something closer. So there is one if you in Google Maps. Okay, I tested at least. Okay, so then you can ask to have a different computation, like I want to compute the shortest distance between the set of most populated places in the world and airports, and I get that there is a pair of places, an airport and a populated place that are very close, so this is the distance. Okay, and all these computations are still geographic. So my points are geographic with degrees. So all these computations are performed on the ellipsoid. So this means that we are supposed to be very accurate. Okay, so one other example, line interpolate points. This is an algorithm that also exists in PostGIS. So I defined a line string. These are places of my home places for my colleagues, and then I want to interpolate points on this line string. So in order to do this, I defined in Boost Geometry a line string, and then I called the line interpolate algorithm with this line string and this value of interpolation. So I want to interpolate point every 500 kilometers. And the result visually is this one. And this can be represented as a multipoint. Okay, and this is again geographic and can be also parameterized with a strategy. So I just show the simple call here with a default strategy. You can also add strategies here and make it more complicated, like more accurate or maybe more faster and less accurate. So you can play with it. Okay, so the next example is about area. So we want to compute the area of Belgium. This is a very rough approximation of Belgium, but it was useful just to copy-paste it in a simple example. Then you just call the area again, and this should be parameterized again with the same kind of strategies that tells you how to compute closest points on the spheroid. So these are the different results that we get by using different strategies that they are implemented in Boost Geometry, and you can visually see here that the difference is higher because it's a different algorithm. So the choice of the strategy is reflected in the result. So a smaller polygon. So this is again in Brussels, but it's the University of Free University of Brussels, the place that the FOSDEM venue is happening. So I would like to compute the area again, and with the same computation, I get maybe a larger distortion in the results. So there is some discussion here on accuracy of those methods, especially if you use them inside the higher level algorithm. So area is using geodesic algorithms as a black box and doing more computation. So the possible errors are if you have an inaccuracy, then you will see a different result at the end by accumulating inaccuracies. So yes, I have a different talk on the subject of accuracy versus performance on those computations. So this is more focusing on the library. Okay, so those are my last slides. This is this year's Google Summer of Code project. It was about random point generators and Voronoi diagrams to be implemented in Boost Geometry. The student was Tinko, and we mentored him along with Adam. It was, I think, a nice project. So I will show you just two pictures to illustrate it. So this is Germany, and this is a random uniform random point generators from the uniform distribution from the area of Germany, and you can do this in all the geometry. So you can compute random points in a multi-line string, or in a grid, or in a multi-polygon. So this is quite general, and then you can take the example, the set of airports or all German airports, and compute a Voronoi diagram. Voronoi diagram is partition in the space where every cell is all the points that are closer to one input point, closer than all the others. So it's yes, intuitive partition of the space. And just a remark here, this code currently is only Cartesian, so this is a projection. All the other figures I show you were on the spheroid. Okay, so we would like also to extend this to geographic Voronoi diagrams. Okay, and I think that's worth my last slide. Thanks.
Thank you for the presentation. I would like to ask anybody who has question, wait for the microphone to thinking about who are watching the live stream, okay? Any question to the presentation?
I'm curious what you do with the Z values in the geometry when you transform them, because some projections use sea level, other projections use the relative surface of the spheroid.
Here I didn't say anything about projections. So your data are either 2D. Sorry. So there are no projections here. So the data rather 2D, so Cartesian, so you have the you already have the projection, or it's longitude latitude. I guess in projections we do what Protsford is doing, right?
Actually, we ignore
the Z.
Yeah.
And Protsford is also ignoring.
It depends.
It depends. Okay, but there is limited 3D support even in Cartesian, so not a lot of things.
I suppose all the projection supports 2D. The 3D is from the mean, the elevation is from the mean sea level, which is not a plan at all. Okay, any other question?
So on a bit of a tangent here, I noticed that Abus Geometry has support for reading shapefiles. Are there any other formats supported besides shapefiles and WKT, and how complete is it?
No. Is it? I think no. We don't have it. Yes, yes, this is... This is quite new. I don't know. Can you write shape files? No. It's only read.
WKB is in
extensions. Hmm.
WKB.
Yes, you can write also binary.
Reading of
shape. Reading of shape files.
Okay, more questions? I have one question. What is the relation or differences between these boost and Gauss, which is used by PostGIS? It's a C++ library behind. What are the relation between these two development?
Gauss.
The Java topology tool implemented.
I know, but there are two parallel developments, so there's no collaboration. So, as far feature development-wise, it's a. The functionality is similar. So, as far as I know, Geos does not do a lot of geographic computation.
It's involved, but. Geometry is the preferred.
Yes, let's say that as far as I understand, Boost Geometry is like a blend of functionality of Geos with Geographic Lib, which is for, and also Mixer. So you can do, you can compute the, you can use the algorithms of Geos, that's as far as I know, it's only for Cartesian, but with Geographic Lib functionality, which is for geography. So you can blend both.
Okay. Thank you. More questions? Yeah?
I'll try to be on topic this time. Is there, in the distance calculation, maybe I missed it, but is there also something like linear referencing that you can really use the M values? Because you showed point along line. All right, but this was a relative distance, I think. Or is it also with M values?
In the line relation here.
Mm-hmm. What is your distance parameter here that you use? All right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
This is the default.
Okay. Any more question?
Yes, I'm not sure that the answer was captured by the live stream, but
yeah.
So the distance here is in meters. So you start from a point, and you create points along the line after every 500 kilometers. And if you reach the end, you stop.
You don't store relative measurements inside the
No.
It's like the real distance is 100 meters, then you force it to be 90 meters, for instance.
What do you mean the real distance? It
interpolates between vertices the distance.
No, no, it creates points every... So if you have a line string or if you have a segment that it's, I don't know, 200 kilometers, then we'll create one in 500, one in 1,000, 1,000 and a half, two, and it will stop. So you'll have 3 points plus the endpoints.
Right, but there's no fourth dimension, like there's no
X, Y, Z. No. But I don't see the point. How you interpolate linearly in one dimension, actually.
Yeah, in one dimension between vertices.
Yes. It's only one dimension.
Okay, thank you.